We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Let's take a moment to identify the major milestones in our personal lives. I'm talking about the very big days. They're pretty few and far between. These are the major events in which there is potential, once the event happens, for everything to change in your life from that point on. Naturally, we start with our birthday, the first one when we enter the world as newborns. Are you thinking of your spiritual birthday? Also, the day of baptism, conversion, when God adopted you into His family and made you His child by giving you your faith in Christ. That event was bigger than the day of our physical birth, even if we don't remember or possibly don't know the exact date when it happened. Let's include confirmation, the day when you publicly confessed that faith you were taught, and from then on you were treated as communicant members, able to receive the Lord's Supper. Some of you students are very close to the milestone of graduation, while others of us have gone through more than one during our lifetime. The older folks here, along with a few students, have had a wedding day, and we parents can look back on the days when our children were born. Well, as big as these milestones are, as life-changing as they tend to be, they are not as crucial as the day referred to in our text. What pivotal day does the psalm writer have in mind when he says in Psalm 118, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." What day is that? The Apostle Peter has an answer. What he said to the leaders in Jerusalem, this is recorded in the book of Acts. "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." Let's imagine now these milestone events in our life, what they would mean if we did not have the Savior and His sacrifice for our sins. Your birthday would be what? Not much more than the marking off of time year by year in this march toward the grave with a future of hell after that. Your baptism without Christ crucified would have power to do nothing. Your confirmation would be meaningless. And our marriages would have no center, no lasting foundation, if Jesus was not crucified and risen. Yes, be sure to add Good Friday, Easter, the first ones, the death and resurrection of our Lord, to the very top of the list, the two biggest days in the course of your life and mine. Now, with a Christian perspective fully informed based on what the Bible tells you, you guys can evaluate everything from God's view, God's truth, and that includes the milestones in your life. Knowing what He has told you about Jesus, your Savior, and His will for you, and His power at work, you can look back on your birth and realize that God did much more than bring you into the world. He gave you a time of grace. And that's a precious thing. With your baptism, you can look back in gratitude and realize that God did a miracle in your heart. And at that point, He had turned your life completely around from this death march toward hell that you could not stop into a victorious journey of life everlasting with the Lord leading the way. Looking back on confirmation, you can trace what God was doing to grow your faith to that point. And God willing, if you get married one day, you can enter that state with the understanding that God is joining you together with this person and offering to both of you Jesus as the cornerstone, the glue that holds you together as one flesh and makes you a blessing to each other as God intended. Because Christ is risen, He gets to be the cornerstone of how we live our lives to His glory. The fact and the reality that we worship Him together as His church. He is the cornerstone of the Christian family, the Christian congregation, the Christian school. He is the cornerstone of our big days and our not so big days. Even our bad days, which He turns into good days as we learn to cling to Him as our rock in distress. What about your last day? With Jesus as that rock, that cornerstone, your final day on earth will be the biggest milestone of all. That great moment when you move from a life of many consecutive days in the wilderness to that life of endless day in paradise. What the world will fear in absolute dread at the second coming of Christ, you and I and all believers will embrace in joyful celebration, all because Jesus has made every day of our lives spotless in the eyes of God, washed clean of all of our sins, redeemed by His blood, and secured forever in the victory of His resurrection. In the past, into the future, we have special days and average days, good days and bad. Our first day and our last, so to speak, but not really. And with them all, through them all, we have Jesus as the cornerstone, immovable, who makes every day the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Our worship concludes with the singing of hymn 465, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Stanzas 1, 3, and 4 of hymn 465.